point. Possibly in contemplation of the risk of federal preemption of insurance regulation by the states, which is a serious potential problem with financial modernization legislation that's pending, in fact, in conference as we speak. There are problems that the administration and the conferees don't agree on, but they're not problems with respect to insurance preemption, and there's a serious risk of that occurring. Possibly, in partial response to that, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners and individual states are trying to look at ways to simplify the interstate elements of what they do.
Yes, they are, and I think that's being very helpful to us in this area.
And regardless of the outcome of S-900 and H-R-10, specifically financial services modernization legislation, I'm committed to pursuing ways to simplify our licensing procedures, our use of electronic format, electronic filing by national insurance companies, and so forth, to truly simplify what we require of them in a way that will reduce the burden and reduce the idiosyncrasies at the state level to the extent that we can do that administratively. And we may come to you with recommendations for legislative adjustments to conform what we're doing to a national pattern, again, to simplify the lives and increase the competitiveness of the providers of life insurance and other types of insurance products.
Mr. Chairman, this is Terry Elder. I'd like to add to that that you know from working with us on House Bill 83 that it is not only our statutory mission, but our divisional mission generally to try to have uniform securities regulation to the extent we can. We understand that when you get some states moving faster than others in an area such as this, for example, that you can have some differences. But that's one reason why we're pleased to work with the BAA, and we hope that they're able to continue working with NASA on that, because we would like, in fact, to be as uniform, to make it as easy both on the industry and on the regulators as possible to, it's good for the industry and it's good for investor protection as well.
Good. I direct this at the VAA folks. One of our problems, like I'm sure you run into any state, is that there's always budgetary constraints. And in this session, it's peculiar enough. We can't get consensus on spending $26 billion that we have in the bank for 600,000 people who live in the state. So we're broke. And
that's an economic approach that we don't quite understand. But
I know, but
we live in Florida.
It is incredulous, but nevertheless, it's going to have a. We're going to go into one of the biggest budget-cutting sessions in the world. So sensitivity to what we call our fiscal dose, or what's added on, is very important. And up here, the Division of Insurance that Mr. Lohr has just taken over has always been a profit center to the state, generating substantial revenues for us. So just by way of background, about how many medical settlement or life settlement providers are there in the country that we could register up here and generate revenue if we had some kind of a scheme that would not be burdensome and would be consistent with the insurance? And what kind of fees are charged, or in just a ballpark thing?
I would say there's 20 individual companies which could register in favorable circumstances as providers, and probably double that many registering as brokers, along with a lot of Alaska citizens. The volume they would be doing in Alaska, I couldn't tell you.
I think that based on population size and volume, that I think Doug's numbers are right. In terms of how many companies are out there, I don't think you would get them all.
Well, I'm looking for is a push fiscal note. Mr. Lurie, you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the national model, the NAIC model legislation does provide for fees by registrants in this area, and therefore it would be a potential revenue source which could easily offset and possibly exceed the any minimal fiscal note that we need.
I'd ask if you could provide us what the states, the various states charge, so we're not inconsistent with other states and as a detriment to doing business up here. Because that's one of the things I'm still upset about is that, for example, Mr. Elder, I just had hearings today on establishing regulation for home inspectors. That we spent a good deal of time talking about the transitional aspects of not running these people out of business while we put the statutory scheme into place. And the same with that we did when we regulated the community association managers a couple of years past. So I guess that's what got me concerned.
Mr. Chairman, you know, certainly we, it's not our intention to run anybody out of business. To the extent that we've considered them securities in the past under investment contract, of actually both House Bill 190 and our regs, which as Mr. Usera indicated, were based on House Bill 190, would be preferable to nothing, because in the absence of anything, if we consider it a security, the only thing that's left is full registration, and we're not proposing that. We're proposing an exemption from registration.
Well, I understand that, but what you did is stop some business activity. So, at any rate, I will not dwell on that any further.
Yes, sir.
Does anybody else have any questions? Mr. Elder or Mr. Lord, do you have any questions of the people from BAA that you might want to ask?
This is Terry Elder. No, I don't have any questions. As I said, I had a conversation with Mr. McNerney, and we're looking forward to working with him. We'd be happy to do that as quickly as they can.
Well, then let me wrap this up by telling Mr. Lohr and Mr. Elder what I'd like to see happen, and then I'd like to get their reactions to that. And first, I'd like to, because of the interest of timing and the need to get people back to work, if you will, I would like let me put it this way. The Labor and Commerce Committee would like to direct that the Division of Banking, Securities, and Corporations work with the Vitical Association of America in developing and modifying the regulations in such a manner and keeping the committee and the committee chairman informed of those activities, and reaching some agreement to so we can formally promulgate those regulations as soon as possible, keeping in mind that they're to be consistent with the current or as amended House Bill 190. And then I would like to secondly ask that Mr. Lohr and Mr. Elder and the folks from the VAA work together, but primarily our Alaskan folks, to develop additions and or modifications of House Bill 190 in a form of draft to us that would direct that the Division of Insurance adopt fundamentally the NAIC statute in the form, predominantly in the form of regulation, and to set up this type of cross-jurisdictional activity in Alaska. Like my point being, I'd like to maintain the area that's been demarked by banking securities in the existing 190 and add the requirements for regulation of the providers, inviters, and settlement owners, whatever, to the Division of Insurance.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike McNerney. Are you talking about trying to put the whole bill, the NAIC bill, into 190? Are you talking about giving the department's insurance authority to enact regulation?
Well, it would, to lay your fears, what I want to do is add the authority of the Division of Insurance into 190. I only want to have one bill.
Okay.
But I don't, and all I want in 190 is basically the authority to adopt that, you know, language-wise, it may not say specifically, or a model act consistent with to keep the fiscal note low. However, one further aspect of that, I wish that I would like recommendations from all parties to what policy issues need to be addressed and decided by the legislature that are consistent with that and that come up within the scope of that type of regulation. Clearly, and there's been some mention today. I mean, even discussions I think are most appropriate because they may rise about the buyer versus purchaser protection aspects and so forth. So that type of thing. And then any other thing that, Mr. Lohr, you might be able to come up with to minimize the financial cost but still get the job done. And then part and parcel of this whole scheme is the I don't know, for some reason I'm using that word too often today, but the whole plan here is that I'd like to see that the regulations that would result from that be developed by the Division of Insurance before we leave Juneau next spring, if that's feasible, only because it's a election year. Depending on what other activities you're division might have, Mr. Lohr, you know, to take up their springtime activities. I don't know what your workload is. Do you have any idea?
Mr. Chairman, I expect it to be extremely busy, but if this bill...
That doesn't mean you have another omnibus insurance bill for this committee, does it? Okay.
No, I understand others may be talking to you about that subject, but we won't. We won't be initiating it.
Well, we do have two guarantee association revisions coming up.
That's my understanding. But if I understand, your intention is to use the NAIC model legislation as the guidepost to
the
regulatory scheme. I think that would be very feasible. And my only request would be that you include a mandate for us to adopt regulations rather than general authority to do so. Because
no, absolutely.
That cuts through a lot of the debate about whether we should engage in the exercise. Cuts right to the chase of how should it be structured.
Well, the reason is that I don't want to spend any more time on this bill, and this committee already has. I'm tired of it. It makes people's brain hurt. And to try to explain what this is to people, all I do is laugh. And I've got bigger fish to fry and other things to do this year. So I'm going to do the hateful thing. I'm going to throw it in your lap.
Well, I take your point, and we would pursue it at your directive. And we would try to minimize the fiscal note. I think I can assure at this point that the fiscal note would be self-supporting. That is, we would not seek any unrestricted general funds. And further, I believe that the fee structure that we would propose would be adequate to cover any cost of implementation and ongoing operation of the program.
Good. That's one reason I'd like to use the Model Act and then minimize that. That cuts it down and collects some fees and do it nice so you keep the business happy, because I like to see business coming into the state, and those small brokers that are in those agents that sell these products that have a minimal amount of hurdles. And Terry, you can use the 10 grand you got from that settlement to create some kind of a PR thing to the folks in the state so they can learn how to qualify for their license right away so they can get back to business.
That's a great idea, Mr. Chairman. The problem is, of course, that goes to the general fund at under the way we're our budget is currently written.
Well, remind me of my statement here next.
I'll remind you of that because there are a number of states, in fact, that reappropriate to regulatory agencies their fines for purposes such as investor education, investor outreach, things like that.
Now, Mr. Elder, do you have any problem with what I've just outlined here?
No, I think we've already made it clear that we're perfectly willing to work with the VAA. We're encouraged by that. We're encouraged by their position of understanding the need and the benefit to industry of good regulation, and we're also sympathetic to the need for a regulation that is similar across jurisdictions. So I don't have any problem with that. And as Mr. Lohr indicated, there's no jurisdictional problem between the Division of Insurance and our division. So I have no problem with that at all.
But I'll be talking to the commissioner about this, and I'd like you to be able to tell her about this our conversation today, because I will be talking to her about it. And hopefully this will work out because, you know, frankly, I could say this is not a lot of fun. I mean, for my committee and I'd like to be able to take this thing up ASAP and get it gone. The first part of the session.
Well, and actually, Mr. Chairman, we totally agree with that, and the. That's why we're interested in working with the VAA as quickly as possible on regulations so that we can get them adopted, and then and also come to an agreement as to what modifications, if any, to House Bill 190 would be required.
And I want to certainly express, and I will send a letter to this effect to Commissioners Head and McInerney and Ms. Fullerton that. If, in fact, either division are not cooperating with you folks, not necessarily on substance, but in terms of cooperation and working with you, I want to know about it right away. Not that I don't think they won't.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We really appreciated the opportunity to visit with you today, and we look forward to working with both departments to develop good regulation for Alaska residents.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's an excellent approach, and we'd only suggest that the National Biotical Association that testified in the April hearing also be in the loop with respect to this, and I believe Mr. Head indicated at that time that their policy positions were nearly coincident.
I could just add to that that their current policy position is to rely upon us for policy positions.
Great, no problem.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Good. Can we verify that, Janet? Independently, so
be happy to give you the guy's name and address.
Could you?
The lady's name and address, actually.
Okay, the lady's name and address. I was going to send him to the president.
Please do.
Okay.
And very good. Well, I hope. Sharon, do you have anything to offer?
No, I.
We're on the right track.
Sounded good to me.
Good. Excellent. Tom, are you still with us?
Yep, sure am.
What do you think?
Yep, sure am.
Is that a recording?
Why don't you tell these people?
No, I think that it is an issue that we got to get a grip on and get things moving on here. The shorter, the better, the quicker, I think everybody, the quicker we can get this thing disposed of. Mr. Chair, I think the happier everybody will be, as you're saying.
Right.
Let's get this thing kicked out. It's a sensitive bill that, we need to get moving on.
Good. We look forward to getting redraft of 190 recommendations so we can get it to the drafter in a reasonable length of time before the session. And then... I would appreciate, as soon as possible, any recommendations as to the policy issues that the committee does have to take up so we can just focus on those and make sure the committee members have we can put together informational stuff on those issues as minimal as they hopefully they will be. So we can take up the bill and move it as quickly as possible. And, Tom, do you want to give the folks in Florida a weather report in Fairbanks?
It is absolutely beautiful. About 6 inches of snow, about 5 inches of snow, 20 degrees, dropping down to zeros at night. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it's warm up there.
Oh, it is. It's. I mean, for mid-October, you really can't beat it.
I'm bringing my husband.
This is Mike McGurney. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. The temperature is a little different than that.
My only question is, how in the world can you tolerate it?
Well, this is Jolene Fullerton, and I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, and it's absolutely the median between those two places here. It's just perfect.
And in Juneau, it's 55 degrees and sunny.
Like it is in Anchorage.
Oh, we know you're lying. It never sunshines in Juneau.
I think it's a little cooler than 55, though, in Anchorage.
I'm not under oath, am I?
55? No, I think it's, it is a little cooler in Anchorage. We've got a partly cloudy to cloudy. Not bad.
My sister lives in Anchorage, so I can verify this.
That's right. No, it is pretty nice. It's probably about mid-30s right now and quite pleasant now. At any rate, folks, I want to thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate the willingness of cooperation on part of both Mr. Lohr and Mr. Elder in the work of Mr. Usera. And I want to thank the folks from the VAA for giving us their time today and their willingness to work on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, the Labor and Commerce Committee stands adjourned.